At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Life Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Blog Talk Radio or its partners.
And welcome, everyone, to another show. Tonight, what the doctors don't tell you about amputations. Join me as we discuss this topic. A very serious topic, a topic that I'm quite sure if you are an amputee or are about to be an amputee, you are going to find some very useful information in this show tonight. And hopefully it will help you discover some of the things that most doctors are not able to relay to a person who is about to undergo an amputation. Anxiety, depression, loss of sleep, social withdrawal, irritability, silent rumination, phantom pain, body image, PTSD, grief, anger. These are just some of the issues that doctors fail to properly discuss with someone who is about to undergo an amputation. If you have found yourself going through an amputation, I'm quite sure that you can relate to some of this. I know when I went through mine, those topics that I just said to you right there were not discussed. No one talked to me about them. No one even thought to mention those to me. And I went through, I think, just about all of them. And the thing is, as an amputee, you will still continue to go through those. Here in segment one of the show, we want to delve into these issues and look at this topic a little bit deeper so that we can help you as an amputee understand what doctors don't discuss with you as an amputee and hopefully help you understand how to deal with some of those issues. Have you ever wondered how your patients will react to the news that an amputation is required or cope with the functional disability that may result? Have you wondered whether psychiatric problems such as depression, PTSD, are predictable following an amputation? Have you thought about how patients adapt to the physical rehabilitation as they regain function? I hate to say this, but most doctors are not prepared to discuss the psychiatric aspects of amputation and its aftermath with patients prior to a surgery. As an amputee and certified peer visitor through Amputee Coalition of America, I have dealt with many of amputees, helping them deal with these issues, discover this path, help them find their way. I myself have been here. I see this on a daily basis as I go throughout my job. I help patients as part of my company's protocol. Synergy Prosthetics, we have patient care in the utmost foremost of our company protocol to help patients deal with the emotional trauma of amputation. There's a huge gap that I find that doctors have not, cannot, and just will not address. So tonight's show on this subject, what the doctors don't tell you about amputation, is something that I hope you will find useful, not only for yourself, but someone that you may know that is an amputee. Tell them about this show. I want this show to be something that you can get something from. And tonight, I think this is a really good topic for us to delve into and to talk about, because there is such a need for this among amputees.
Hi, this is Julie from OrthoMed, and I'm listening to Amp Life Talk Radio.
Maybe in this situation, many of you who are amputees have found yourselves here, going to your doctor's pre-op appointment before your amputation, and your doctor sitting across looking at you, letting you know what he's going to do as far as amputation, your surgery, and how that procedure will go and the things that he's going to do. But he's not really answering the questions that you have in the back of your head, the questions that are on the tip of your tongue. Don't get me wrong. I myself went through this. I had a great surgeon, and I had some really good people to help me. But no one was able to prepare me or give me the information we are about to discuss here in this episode. Any healthcare professional who works with people who have lost limbs recognizes that the psychological challenges their patients battle every day are tough. It's really hard for a patient to go from being very ambulatory to losing a lower limb or an arm or a hand and then becoming very dependent. This is probably one of the most hardest things a person will ever endure in their lives. This is perhaps an understatement, since for most people, losing a limb profoundly impacts every aspect of their lives. Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Depending upon the age, the psychological health before the loss of the limb, financial situation, circumstances of how they lost the limb, was it a trauma? Was it disease related? Society's values and support, or lack of support from family and friends. The road to recovery can really be either a easy, quick process or a prolonged process for that person. And trust me, when it's prolonged from healing and all the issues that come up, the patient, the amputee, they grow very, very weary. They get very tired carrying that load, carrying that burden. It can become very, very hard. What doctors don't tell you about amputation can lead to you down a road that can be very, very tough and very hard. I wish doctors would tell patients more and knew what to say to patients before they take you into the operating room and remove one of your limbs that you've been living your whole life with. I wish there was a way that doctors really understood this. But unfortunately, guys, they don't. They really don't. As we go into segment two and discuss this topic deeper, I hope that you all will, one, think about a person that you might know who's about to go through this, and hopefully shed some light on their newfound journey.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Ortho Med Center. You're listening to Amp Life Talk Radio.
The loss of a body part is one of the most invasive interventions in the body that anyone can experience. No matter if it's an arm or leg to be amputated, it is never easy. I want to make sure I'm very clear on that. It is never easy losing a body part. But it may be a bit easier if someone accepts the help and advice from another. Like we've discussed so far, what the doctors don't tell you about amputation can make this a very long, hard, bumpy road. If someone has the chance to prepare for an amputation, my advice would be this. If you have an opportunity to prepare yourself for an amputation before the operation, the best thing that you can do is to understand the healing and rehabilitation process. That's right. Those will probably be the two most important things that you do as a new amputee. Understand the healing and rehabilitation process. That is what's going to get you back up and get you moving. The more you know about that, the better off you can not only help yourself, but you can help those that are trying to help you. It is important to take into account both the physical and the psychological aspects that arise with an amputation. It is important to be informed early about the process and the consequences of surgery. And I think some doctors, they do touch on that, the process, the consequences of the surgery, but there's so much more than what they can cover in a pre-consult. There's so much more that needs to be discussed. There's probably so much more that is on your mind about this whole thing. All the questions about the surgical procedure, the treatment, and the possibilities of prosthetics, all these things should be answered. I don't think most times they are. And any uncertainties related to the business and private life clarified. What does that mean? Well, what it means is you want to go back to living. You want to get back to your lifestyle. There's so much to be discussed there that doctors don't tell you about, that they can't really get into that. They really can't discuss those things with you. And I find that most of the surgeons that I do work with, I'm so thankful and so lucky that so many call me in and have me work with their patients and address these issues and help them understand we're going to take this in stages. We're going to not try and eat this whole big sandwich all at once. We're going to just break it down. We're going to cut a little piece off. We're going to cut it into stages, and we're going to consume that as we go, because it can be very, very overwhelming. I think one of the things as an additional source of information and support other people with amputations should be a big part of this. Like I mentioned before, I am a certified peer visitor through Amputee Coalition of America. You should consult with someone that is a professional at this. I understand talking with another amputee may give you some perspective, but you also want to make sure you're getting with the right person, positive person, motivating person, a person who has been through this and dealt with it and came out the other side positively. Fear, anxiety, uncertainty. All these things can be reduced by the personal experiences of people with amputations. Meeting someone with an amputation can help reduce some of these things that you are about to go through. Even some of the stuff that you're probably experiencing. Once you hear, you're going to get an amputation. Talking with another who has suffered what you are about to go through will help you with your own personal experience that you are about to undergo. I want to make sure something is very clear. It must be very clear that the treatment process is individualized. What does that mean? Well, you should not compare yourself to another amputee that you meet and think that you will have the same results on the other side, coming out with a prosthetic device. I get this a lot. When I meet patients for the first time, they see me and the first thing, they get excited, they get happy, and they tell me, I want to walk like you. Well, I don't want to bust their bubble, but this experience is individualized. Every person is going to be different. You can't compare yourself to somebody else, because I had a patient the other day who was having a tough time because he wanted to get up like me and walk and get back to doing things, but he's got so many other health issues going on that that's not possible. So make sure that you are very clear in your be very clear with your expectations of yourself and what you are going to be able to achieve. This is something that most people won't tell you, but that's being very real with you about an amputation. Every amputee responds different. Every amputee will walk different. I want to make sure we are very, very clear on that. What does it mean? What does amputation to a patient mean? What does that mean to a patient? A patient for the first time, I know for me for the first time, hearing those words come out of a doctor's mouth as I'm laying there in the bed and I just got, you know, I crashed on my motorcycle, my foot's all messed up, I got all this stuff going on, and then I heard the doctors come in the next day and they tell me, there's good news, bad news. One, we saved your foot. Two, we might have to amputate your foot. What does amputation mean to a patient? And what aspects of a person's life affect that meaning? I mean, so when you hear that word, when that word comes off the doctor's lips to you, because most doctors, bedside manners, bedside etiquette, they're very straightforward. They just come into a room and tell you, hey, I'm going to have to amputate your foot, or I'm going to have to cut off your foot. Hearing that, what does it mean to you, the patient? How does a patient absorb that? How does a patient take that blow? Again, what doctors don't tell you about amputation? The meaning of amputation reflects the diversity of a patient and their experience. I know most of you have probably not thought about it from that aspect, The meaning of amputation reflects the diversity of a patient and their experience. What does that mean? What does that really mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. For me, somebody like me, an athlete, SWAT team, very competitive athlete, my life experience was something of, I'm a competitor. I'm a guy that you can't tell me I can't do something. So that's what it means. If you're that person that you've always found it hard in life to just do the smallest things, you wasn't very, very athletic, you never worked out. Life experience, their experiences in life, your attitude. Also remember, a person who is bedbound, who sustains an amputation, is likely to experience amputation differently from that of an elite athlete. Amputation can be experienced as an absolute loss, crushing, devastating blow, or as a challenge. So when we talk about the diversity of a patient and their experience, that's what we're talking about. The ability to cope with amputation will be affected by pain, level of disability, body image, cultural issues, presence of social support, and I think this is probably the most important, the reaction of loved ones. And a patient's pre-amputation coping style. Pre-amputation coping style. How do you cope with tough situations? How do you cope with when the tough gets going? How do you cope with when you get knocked down? Do you get back up? Reminds me of Batman. Why do we fall? So that we can pick ourselves back up. This is what this is talking about. These are the discussions that doctors don't have with patients before an amputation. These are the things that are lacking. What the doctors don't tell you about amputation. And we're trying to discuss that today so that I can hopefully put some information out there that will make you think and hopefully give you an insight to other amputees, myself and others that I see on a daily basis, getting up, living with amputation, I mean, grabbing it by the throat and living their lives. So as we move into segment three, let's really think about what doctors don't tell their patients about amputation. There's a lot. There is a lot. It's a new journey, and you can't do it without a roadmap. The loss of a limb can have a considerable psychological impact on the patient. Negative thoughts and emotions are very common after an amputation. I deal with it on a daily basis. This is what this show is all about. This show is about putting something out there to where you as an amputee, you don't have to go to a support group. You can hear topics that are being discussed in your own living room. You can call in and talk. You can call in and voice how you feel. But I'm trying to put this out there because this is what happens. The psychological impact is devastating. This is particularly true in people who have had an emergency amputation, a trauma. If you're in a trauma, they don't have time to talk to you. They don't have time to do a pre-consult. You don't have time to meet with me, a peer counselor. You're rushed into surgery because they're trying to save your life. And on the other end of that, you come out. Being told you need to have a limb amputated can be devastating and frightening experience. Adjusting to life after amputation can be challenging. Yes, it can. But many people enjoy a good quality life once they have managed to adapt. So far, We have touched on some of what the doctors don't tell you here. But a few more considerations are: attention, be ready for it. People will stare, people will look. As an amputee, you will get very used to people staring, pointing. They'll be asking you questions. How did you lose your leg? How'd you lose your arm? How'd you lose your hand? Also keep in mind, you want to do planning. Things that you used to do, now are going to take longer. Extra planning, extra effort. Be prepared for that. Carry socks. All these things. Studies have shown that the use of a prosthetic device consumes more energy to do general activities versus those that are able-bodied out there doing the same thing. Things can seem pretty difficult. However, you will adapt. You will overcome. You will learn to do things in your own way. Sometimes a very strange way, but you'll learn to do them. My friends, I hope that you're getting this. Other things that you will learn to do different: stump and socks and prosthetic problems, they come. You're going to have all kinds of stuff going on with that socket and your prosthetic. Once you get your new prosthesis, that's where the real struggle begins. Problems with the stump, including blisters, phantom pain, sweating. It takes a while to get your confidence back after an amputation. Not only do you look a bit different, but you're readjusting your balance and confidence. While standing, it can take some time. Prosthetic legs can take a little bit more time to put on. Sometimes they can be noisy. You're going to be squeaking and creaking and doing all kinds of stuff as you walk. Not ideal if you want to do some Mission Impossible stuff. You can't sneak up on people too well. But these are some of the things that doctors don't discuss with you that I want you to be prepared for if you are a new amputee or you're about to become an amputee. I hope that some of this information that I'm giving you tonight really helps you. Trying to ensure a good socket fit is probably going to be one of your most important things. Too tight, you're going to get blisters. Too loose, it's going to fall off. Which one do you prefer? That's going to really be up to you. My friends, your practitioner is going to be your best friend. Sometimes you're going to love him, sometimes you're going to hate him. But he's going to be the person that's going to help you learn all these things. And I want to end, I want to put this in here before we end. Some of you are going to be faced with the decision to salvage or sever a limb. Understand, doctors have gotten really good at salvaging limbs. Patients are left with tougher choices between amputation and keeping a leg that doesn't work well. It's just to do your research and really think about that process. In closing, I want to make sure you understand there is no formula for coping with amputation. Each affected person overcomes amputation differently. Personality factors, social environment, previous life events are of great importance when it comes to processing amputation. Follow me on amplife.com. Follow me on Facebook, also on Twitter. I hope you enjoyed this topic tonight. I look forward to having you back season 2, 2018. God bless. I hope you guys enjoyed the show.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Life Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Blog Talk Radio or its partners.
Cannabis Means Business at the CWCB Expo from May 29th through June 1st at the Javits Center in NYC. Network events, exhibitors, industry expert seminars. Visit CannabisMeansBusiness.com.
What does your morning sound like?
That's Daddy's little man.
Morning, Daddy. Grabbed your usual from Mickey D's.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Start your day at McDonald's with a refreshingly bold large McCafe iced coffee for just $2. Price and participation may vary for a limited time. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.